The account of that mating still exists in the so-called myths, legends and folk tales of the people of the world. 203 After the great catastrophe, the Son of Thought incarnate entered upon the earth scene. In Star Guests, he says, came I to this planet at the Father's behest. Man was pure ape or pure spirit. He had escaped the great catastrophe in areas where his species was clean. He was beastly but cleanly beastly, and he knew not the scheme of creating by thought that which pleased his whim. Came I first to earth on a mission. The Father desired that knowledge of good and evil be restrained. Man was to suffer and die as beast, returning to the planets of the star, sun Sirius on physical death of beastly body. But came I to the Father with better plan. The world of men could be cleansed of the beast by my instruction. Over countless generations could man be lifted back slowly to his lost angelic status. Life upon life he could live and perish, and live again. Slowly he could come up through new forms of ape, men, until he was indeed a god restored to the Godhead. Not through varied forms but through manifestations of the same form, could he regain unto ennoblement. And the same form meant the ape form. Thus was reincarnation born as men of earth understand reincarnation today. So man came to remain in possession of ape body. Man had used the ape form for thousands of generations, finding it more efficient for his caprice than lion form. Thus was he manifesting when catastrophe overtook all creation. Therefore, know ye, that ape forms are pure forms of species, but man hath appropriated ape forms and improved upon them until ye do be angel apes yourselves. Man as spirit hath no form that is constant. Man as spirit hath any form which serveth constructive purpose in making love externalize. But man on the physical plane maintaineth the ape form of the great catastrophe. The book, Star Guests, is published by Soul Craft, and the much of its material was compiled several decades ago. Yet, that information ties imperfectly with knowledge now being received from space intelligences. Van Tassel has received nearly identical material in confirmation of this, only instead of being called the Great Abomination, he calls it the Great Adultery. But it is the same happening. In northern Arizona, the research group was informed that all the inhabitants of the Earth are space people. This is true for several reasons. First of all, none of us live underground. We have our existence on the surface of Earth, therefore, we are inhabitants of space as well as people on Mars, Venus, or any other world. We are not, however, spacecraft people, for we have not yet mastered the secret of magnetic propulsion and have not gone to other worlds beside our own. All people on Earth are true space beings for another very basic and important reason. Our ancestors came here as the sons of God. And since true human life came from outer space in the first place, we are all descended from that migration. Hence, we are true space people. However, all individuals on Earth are not related in the dim past to the indigenous biologic Earth forms that were the ape mothers and the migrants who came via the Great Migration and looked upon the daughters of Earth and saw that they were fair and chose of them wives. There is a third class or category of spiritual life that is maintained on Earth. These are the Christ people who arrived to make a cosmic mission of mentoring the angelic host from Sirius that fell into the practices of mixing the heavenly and earthly breeds, and winning it back to its original angelic status. This third class is a special universal order of souls. They are the Wanderers. Chapter 2. The Wanderers. To the apples we salt we return. Remember that strange phrase, from the sources speak. Space intelligences said that this was one of their old prophecy legends. But what could it mean? It sounds as though space people salted away some apples and were now returning to them. But what about the word apple? What did it represent? For many months now, evidence has been accumulating at a rapid rate that there are many people on Earth that don't really belong here. This doesn't mean that they came here aboard a flying saucer, disembarked, put on a tweed suit, polished up their English language and moved into the house next door. It does mean, however, that there is a special class or order of beings in the universe that are different from the rest because of the fact that they wander from one world to another, and from one system to another. They are the chimney sweeps of creation. It is their specific job to go to the trash cans of the universe and give aid to their fellow man on those backward worlds. If these wanderers didn't arrive here by spaceship, how did they get here? They volunteered to come to Earth and go through the reincarnational cycle here. In other words, they were born here. They have birth certificates, they went to school. Had the childhood diseases, drank soda pop at the corner drugstore and made eyes at each other in school, or threw spitballs at teacher. In brief, they were exactly the same as all the other people on Earth, except for one thing: they didn't belong here. They occupy physical vehicles and are born to parents of their own choice who they feel will best give them the advantages and training they need to fulfill their missions on Earth. It was this special order of beings that arrived with the Son of Thought incarnate when he came to Earth for the first time to begin his instruction. It is said that 144,000 souls or lesser avatars arrived with the Elder Brother, Son of Thought incarnate. Here we see the use of the mystic numeral 12. Much will be said about this later. There were several statements made in the sources speak that are significant in connection with these wanderers or apples. Seeds may be planted but they can rot and never reach maturity. This means that the people of outer space knew what was going to develop on Earth. They planted some of their own people here, salted them away like apples. But every seed that is planted or salted away does not grow and reach maturity, it may rot in the ground because of many conditions. Therefore, some of the wanderers now on Earth do not know who they are lost in the ways of the Earth, and on physical death will return to their own worlds. They will be none the worse for their experience, except that their mission will not be accomplished. Space intelligences knew that a certain percentage of the apples would fall by the way, therefore enough of them incarnated into Earth bodies to make up for this inevitable deficiency. It should be stated here that during the great influx of the late 1800s, many offspring were born to space visitors who had mated with Earth women. The descendants of these offspring are living today, but they are not part of the class known as the Wanderers. Space friends also said, "Many of our people are in your world now. There are nearly 10 million of them, with 6 of those million in the United States itself." This statement refers to the apples. Space people, actually born on other planets, do get out of sources and go into cities and towns for various purposes. They never remain long, for they make the survey they are working on and immediately leave. Truman Bethurum points this out in his book, Aboard a Flying Saucer. At certain times aura rains were seen by several people in places of business and on city streets. So there are several million people in the world that have nothing to do with this world as far as learning anything from it that they haven't already acquired. They either passed through many lives on the Earth planet itself, or they learned the same lesson on another world similar to our Earth. At any rate, they are far ahead of the average Earth man or woman. Why do they come back? The answer is, because they want to help. They feel that there is something far more beautiful for man on Earth to attain. They are the reason we have progressed more in the last 50 years than we did in the previous 10,000 years. Many of our great and famous historical personages were apples. Those specifically mentioned were Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, Nikola Tesla, and others. Of course, many more fit into this category. The wanderers go through a normal childhood, not realizing who they are. If they are not among those seeds that rotted, they someday remember who they are, where they are from, and what they are here for. Many apples had memory veils lifted about 1947, the year when Kenneth Arnold brought the flying saucer to the attention of the world. Space intelligences figured that we wouldn't develop atomic power until sometime in the 1960s. But World War II, with its demands that an atomic bomb be made, speeded up the advancement of science and therefore the entire space program working itself out on Earth. The sorcerers then appeared openly and also began the great task of waking up their own people occupying earth bodies and going about their daily business unaware of the entire matter. Many received the beam in 1947. They were right when they said, "We walk the streets." Another time they facetiously said, "To the slop we throw out we never return." By that they meant that they were not interested in those individual souls who couldn't make the grade on 210 their respective worlds and thereby were the slop or refuse of that world. They never will return to the waste material of creation that isn't interested in truth and progression through the loving of your fellow man. Again they said, "Certain seeds have been placed on Saros, earth. To the apples we salt we return." About the author. George Hunt Williamson. Served with the Army Air Corps during World War II as radio director for the Army Air Force's Technical Training Command. He was a member of the AFTC headquarters staff. He received the Army Commendation Award from Brigadier General C.W. Lawrence for his outstanding record of service to the Air Force in public relations. He served as an instructor in anthropology for the United States Armed Forces Institute, and was later appointed lieutenant in the U.S. Infantry. He attended Cornell College, Eastern New Mexico University, the University of Arizona, and took a special course at the University of Denver. He majored in anthropology with many courses in sociology, biology, philosophy and geology. In 1948 he was awarded the coveted Gold Key for outstanding scientific research by the Illinois State Archaeological Society. He has spent a great deal of time doing field work in social anthropology in the northern part of the United States, Mexico and Canada. He is an authority on Indian dances, music and ceremonial costuming. Several of his articles have appeared in scientific journals. He is listed in the July 1952 supplement to Who's Who in America, and his name appears in the latest editions of Who Knows, and What, and Who's Who in the West. He is included in Volume 29 of Who's Who in America, and also in American Men of Science. He is co-author of The Sources Speak, a documentary report of interstellar communication by radiotelegraphy. Mrs. Williamson, the former Betty Jane Hettler, is a chemist and an anthropologist, holding an A.S. degree from Grand Rapids Junior College, a B.S. degree from Eastern New Mexico University, and a B.A. degree from the University of Arizona. Both are members of the American Anthropological Association, and the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Front flap text. In more recent times, there's been a growing realization that on other worlds than ours, even in other universes, there are other living beings. The idea that earthbound man may someday journey into the heavens to discover other men and women, like or unlike himself, grows by leaps and bounds. Within man's soul lies the truth: mortals exist on other spheres. Here is a book that brings home this tremendous fact with a dynamic force and sweep that will astound the reader, and convince him beyond all doubt. Here is a history, a collection of proof, and a tremendous theory. While man in his heart knows that other worlds are also inhabited, he is reluctant to admit that Earth is only one small house of the many mansions in the Father's house. But the truth stares him in the face, and now, having arrived at a place in his civilization where only truth will be able to survive, it has become necessary to reaffirm. More on Inside Backflap. Backflap text. Continued from Front Flap. And establish three truths, namely, 1, science and religion are one and the same thing, 2, the entire universe is magnetic in nature, and even culture is influenced by the laws of magnetism, 3, space visitors, mentioned in the Bible and ancient mythology, have been coming to Earth throughout the ages, and are now making themselves known to aid mankind in entering a new age. In this book, many references and quotations are given from the latest authentic reports on saucer phenomena. Because many believe there are contradictions in some of the reported happenings, it has been necessary to show that there is a great story and purpose behind all these experiences. Here, in this book, is the history of other tongues, and of other flesh, calm, scientific evidence that there are brothers of ours in the skies overhead. We are not alone in the universe,